This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. The Prime Minister will read Somnath in the evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting. He will also witness drone show at Somnath Temple. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple. Later in the day, he will travel to Rajkot to participate in the Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra region. External Affairs Ministry has said New Delhi is closely following the developments on the bill in US Congress proposing high tariffs on countries buying Russian oil. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known. He stressed that energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing.
On energy sourcing, again, whether we buy oil from X part or Y part, we are, you know, a broad approach. It is based on two imperatives. One is what is the available or evolving global dynamics, and two, there is an imperative to provide energy at affordable rates to our 1.4 billion people. So whatever we do will be guided by these two imperatives. This is how we look at energy sourcing.
Mr. Jaiswal said India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it. Responding to a question on minorities in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said a disturbing pattern is being witnessed of recurring attacks on minorities as well as their homes and businesses by extremists. He said such communal incidents need to be dealt with swiftly and firmly. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has announced that a collective nationwide campaign against drugs will be launched from 31st March of this year. The campaign, which will run for 3 years, aims to make the country drug-free. Mr. Shah made the announcement while chairing the 9th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre in court in New Delhi. In Himachal Pradesh, 12 people were killed and 33 other injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripurdhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, approached the Calcutta High Court alleging that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee obstructed raids and investigations at the office and residence of IPAC head Prateek Jain. However, due to disorder in the court, the hearing was stalled and Justice Shubhra Ghosh deferred the matter until January 14th. Meanwhile, failing to get relief from the Calcutta High Court, the ED has begun the process of approaching the Supreme Court. Since Saturday and Sunday are holidays, the ED is preparing to file its application online. According to sources, the ED has requested an urgent hearing. On the other hand, the state government has initiated the process of filing a caveat in the Supreme Court. The Uttarakhand government has recommended a CBI inquiry into the high-profile Ankita Bhandari case. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that the decision has been taken in response to the request of Ankita's present. The Chief Minister stated that the government's objective has been to ensure justice throughout the process in a fair, transparent and sensitive manner. He reiterated his firm and sensitive commitment to securing justice for Ankita Bhandari, stressing that no fact or evidence will be ignored. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said this during the launch of a new platform Creators Corner on DD News to empower content creators. He said the new initiative of Prasar Bharati aims to showcase and promote creative content. And in badminton, 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will take on China's Wang Zhiyi in the semifinals of the Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu advanced to the semifinals after her opponent Akane Yamaguchi of Japan retired due to injury. And that is the end of this news bulletin.